Thomas and Jewelry.
Mark, Bob from RDI.
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Oh, it's dead as a doornail around here.
Heard a lot of that today.
Man, I guess, well, our school districts all started back on Wednesday, so.
Okay. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's quiet. You hear that all over?
Yep. Except for one place. He says we are just killing it. Almost all lab-grown diamonds. He's 99% of what we sell is lab-grown. We sell a lot of them. You know, and he says he gets, you know, 4 or 5 times markup, sometimes 6 times markup on it, but he's only paying like 120 a carat, 130 a carat for stuff.
Where's he buying it at?
I can't think of the name of it. It was began with an E, like Eternity or something like that.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
But he says, you know, and I said, you know, but, you know, they're buying stuff. People are telling me people are buying them online and bringing them in. He says, yeah, but they don't get those really cheap. And I just, for the hell of it, I went on Amazon to take a look. And if you're looking for a mongrel, they got stuff on there for like $40, $50, $60 a carat, you know, that doesn't have any certification, you know. But if you want IGI certified goods, you can pretty much find anything on the Internet. Through Amazon for like $240 to $280 a carat.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean, if the consumer can buy them for that, and like everybody's familiar with Amazon, I mean, how much can you guys make selling lab grown diamonds? I mean,
that's it. I mean, if somebody wants one, I'll try to find one somewhere.
Right.
I don't stock them,
right.
But. You know, if somebody comes in with a 2-carat lab-grown and said, hey, I need to set this in a setting, well, I order the setting from Stoller and, you know, get $800-$900 for it.
Sure, why not?
Or whatever the Tiffany or whatever the ring is.
Sure.
You know, I keystone that and then I'll set it. So, you know.
Yeah, there's no money to be made in the diamonds, but I understand that, you know, if he's paying 110, 130 a carat. I'm selling them, and I'm a middleman. I'm selling most of the lab grown stuff now for 200 a carat, sometimes even less than that. You know, so I'm pretty competitive on them. But still, if he's trying
and
to get 4 or 5 times markup on them, then he's selling it for two times what you can buy it directly from Amazon for.
But you know, most of these kids, they don't care about that cert.
No, they don't get it.
I mean, it's kind of impressive at first, but most of the time they end up losing it. They, you know, and really what good is it? There's no resale value to them.
No, it's
marketing.
Bullshit. Yeah, it's bullshit. Yeah, it is. That's all it is marketing. It's just something to feel good about. You got somebody's independent grade on something. IGI has been a joke for, you know, for 30 years. You know, they're nobody to be bright. Well, I got an IGI certificate. Well, that's good. That's perfect. You might as well have your uncle look at it and tell you what it was.
So, yeah, I know. It's, you know, Bob, I'm kind of glad I'm on the downhill side of this deal.
You and me both.
I still do my repairs. I still get quite a bit of repairs. But let me tell you. You got a minute? Okay. My bookkeeper or accountant that I had for years passed away a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And then I got another accountant, bookkeeper, and he was doing. And this is my fault. I will, you know, last year when I got my tax statement, they claimed this business, you know, personal property tax for the store. You know,
right.
you pay real property and then you have personal property, you know, fixtures, inventory, all that stuff.
Right, okay.
They jacked this up to, with this business is worth $900,000. And I called, I said, whoa, no, that's way too much. That's about 4 times too much. They said, well, you've already missed the deadline, so there's nothing you can do about it. I said, oh, okay, you know. And so I had to pay about $25,000 in taxes on just on this company, not the building, but just this.
Yeah.
We pay about 12-something for the county. And then we pay 12 something for the school district, which they get their figures off of what the county appraisal is. Okay.
Right.
All right. This year, man, I said I'm on it. So as soon as I got that redendum report that I'm supposed to fill out in January, I filled it out, put it in that I had $154,000 in inventory and, you know, fixtures and showcases, maybe $40,000. You know, I made it about a $200,000 thing, you know. Well, they sent me a notice that they revalued it to almost $400,000. They dropped it almost over half. I said, and they said my inventory was $385,000. I said, no. So I made an appeal and requested a hearing.
Right.
So Tuesday I went. It was what they call an informal hearing.
Yeah.
I went down there with a true inventory of what I did, all printed out on computer, and total,
sure,
gave me a total of I don't know, four something retail, and I said, you know, that's average 2.5 time markup. Came to 157.
Right.
I came with that. I took my tax return from last year that stated my inventory at the beginning of the year was 195. At the beginning of last year was 185. You know, that was for 2004. I said, we hadn't done our taxes yet. Our year ends June 30th. Our accountant's doing it now, you know.
Right.
And then I took a copy of my jeweler's mutual insurance, which stated they are insuring 35,000 for inventory, customers' merchandise, and consignment merchandise.
Right.
So I went all down there and told them, you know, what was going on, and I said, and also, you have my computer at $3,900. Here's a receipt from Best Buy 3 years ago where I paid $947 for the little computer I use for bookkeeping.
Right.
There in the office. And she goes, oh, we can take care of that. Long story short, she dropped it to $231,000, what it's worth. I said, okay, I could kind of live with that.
Okay.
And then I said, you know, I said, I didn't catch this. It's my fault. My one accountant died. I thought the other one was taking care of it, but he didn't. Last year, I said, you know, they said this business was worth $900,000+. I said, that was tough because this business is not worth that. And she goes, well, you know, you have 5 years. You can protest that.
Whoa.
I said, when I called them last year, they said I'd missed all the deadlines. They said, you missed all the deadlines for hearings and readjusting that year. But,
right,
no, you can go back and you can re-protest 5 years. I said, well, let's do it. Here's my inventory. Here's my last year's report. And so she redid it. And with what she did on that computer, it said it was about 330. I said, okay, I can live with that. I know I've dropped my inventory since then.
Right.
And I said, now, what about the taxes? She goes, now, it might take about 8 weeks, but they will send you an email. They will also mail you a letter of what they dropped the value to. And
refund?
When they find out that they overvalued this, your business, and you pay taxes on that, they will refund your money.
Son of a bitch.
I said, oh.
Son of a bitch. So that was like $25,000.
$25,000, kind of time I count the school district and the county. I said,
so
now I know
you should probably get at least, you know, $12,000-$15,000 back then, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
Son
at
of
least.
A bitch! That's like winning the lottery.
Yes, I mean, it was tough scraping up the money last year to pay the taxes, and what
can
do you get in return? Nothing.
Can you get them to apply this year that against this year's taxes so you don't pay this year's taxes?
Here's the thing. When I got back the next day, I went in there and looked at the tax statement, you know, on the computer.
Yeah.
They changed it up a little bit more. They said I have $177,000, which is $20,000 more than what I showed them.
Right.
But then they dropped, like, business furniture and inventory, like, was $46,000 they put down, or $26,000 they put down to $6,000 and something.
Machinery, so
it worked out. Equipment, 20-something, they dropped it to, like, $6,800. So the total is, like, $194 now. I said, okay, I don't care if they tell me I got a little bit more inventory than what I got. Probably do, you know, in all honesty.
Of course.
You know, but I said with below 200, and in the state of Texas, the governor passed something that went into effect this year, starting January, that you have a business and stuff, you have a $125,000 exemption.
So, holy crap.
So.
Man, Mark, you're going to be in good shape.
I hope so. So now I can see a light at the end of the tunnel. So.
Well, whatever you're doing now, you know that you're getting reimbursed for it, you know, a little ways down the road. So who the hell cares, you know, even if you have to max out a credit card or whatever the hell you got to do.
Correct, correct. So
good for you.
That's going to be awesome.
Good for you.
So
and going
anyway,
forward.
For walk in.
All right,
so,
we'll talk to you.
Bye.
See you.